Shir 4, Simen Samachtes Siv Zayin. The topic of this sif is the final step in the salting process. We've learned so far that the meat needs to be washed before salting, then it has to be salted, lechatchila for an hour, lechatchila on both sides. Now we'll see that after the salting, the meat needs to be washed again to remove the salt and blood on the surface of the meat. We'll see in the next year what happens if it's not washed and cooked with the salt on it. So the makor in the Gemara for this sif is Shmuel that we've had before. Oma Shmuel, Molcha Yafa Yafa, Umadicha Yafa Yafa. You have to salt it well, which we explained, and then he said you have to wash it well. Yafa Yafa. So how much is washing well? So we brought in the shear a machlokes in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say twice, some say three times, some say once is enough, and the Rambam says it has to be washed until the water comes up clear. Another thing that has to be done, you have to shake off the salt from the meat. This is learned out from the Gemara that we also have spoken about. Mevdimi malachle b'melach galal nisa. The Ravdimi would salt with thick salt and shake off the salt. So it's machlikis between the Rashbo and Rashi. What Ravdimi means? Does Ravdimi mean that only thick salt has to be shaken off? Or does it mean even thick salt has to be shaken off? According to Rashi, Ravdimi means that only thick salt has to be shaken off, but thin salt gets dissolved and therefore does not have to be shaken off before you wash it in the kli, in the basin. But we have to keep in mind that throughout his sevheter, that there was no running water in the olden days. How would they wash utensils? They would put it in a pot, a basin of hot water, and would wash it in the water. We'll see, this comes up in Vasav Cholav, washing milch of dishes and flesh of dishes together. So over here, before washing it in the basin, you have to shake off the salt. So according to Rashi, you only have to shake off thick salt, but according to the Rashba says that the reason of Dima used thick salt is because thick salt shakes off better. Thin salt, you have to scrub off the salt in order to remove it. Thick salt, all you have to do is shake off the salt. Let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, in Sif Zayin, Koidim sheyitin habosar b'kli shemadichoy boy, yinafetz ma'olav ha'melech she'olav, ayishtefenu b'mayim. Before you put the meat into the kli that it's going to be washed in, you have to shake off the salt, or rinse it under running water. So the explanation of the Mechaber is that he's talking about a case of medium salt or thick salt that shaking off it helps. What would be the thin salt? So the Pri Chodesh says in Sif Gimel, where it speaks about using thin salt or thick salt, he says that if one uses thin salt, it's not enough to just shake off the salt. You would have to rub off the salt from the meat. For those who want, you can see the Derech Teshuvah brings this Pri Chodesh and also brings those that argue on the Pri Chodesh. So the Mechaber continues, V'achar kach yitein habasar b'kli, after you shake off or rinse off the salt, yitein habasar b'kli, you put the meat b'kli shemadichem bay in the washing basin, v'yidichenu pa'amayim, and you wash it twice, v'yishtef ha'kli ben v'chitzei l'v'chitzei. You have to wash it twice, and you have to take out the water and put it in the water, and if the kli should be rinsed out between each washing. So the Shach Chav Zayin explains the Mechaber. Let's see inside. Yenafetz me'olav ha'melach. You have to shake off the salt. She'im yinichoy im malchoy. If you leave it with the salt, b'kli she'ena menukav, in a kli that does not have holes, im ha'mayim, with the water. Nimtza ha'mayim shoivim koyach pleites ha'boser. The water will break or stop the tzir from coming out of the basar. The nimtza hadam shal pnei habasar, u'shi'im hamelach And the blood that's on the surface and it's in the salt will go into the meat. Therefore, you have to shake off or rinse off the salt first. We'll see in the next sif what happens with the eved. So now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim shetzrichim lahadiyach habosah sholish po'omim. There are those that say that you need to wash off the meat three times. V'chinoy again lechatchila. This is the custom lechatchila. Al-kein, yishtefenu ayinafet mahamelech me'olav. Therefore, you should rinse or shake off the salt. V'yidichenu shtei po'omim and wash it twice. Zahavi kadocha sholosh po'omim, rinsing or shaking off the salt and washing it in the kli twice is like doing kadocha three times. O yosim hamayim toicha kli, or put the water in the kli, va'achar kach yiniach be'habasar, and afterwards put the meat inside the kli, v'yidichenu sholosh po'omim, and wash it three times, v'achinog. And this is the minhag. Ulechatchila yitin mayim harbi b'hadocha v'shayna. Nechatchila, you should put in a lot of water. Kedei sheyivatloi koyach hamelech shebetzir. In order that the water should negate the strength of the salt, and therefore the blood will not be able to go into the meat. Let's see now how the Taz and Shach understand the Ramah. The Taz in Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, Al kein yishtefenu ayinafes, yesh le tmoya. He asked the obvious question, what's the difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah? The Mechaber says you have to shake or rinse off the salt and then wash it twice, which is the same as the first part of the Ramah. The B'Shulchan Aruch Kosev Gamkin Nifutz Eshtifa V'Achar Kachadocha Peis Pa'amim V'Alza Kosev Ramah V'Yeshayimim Shetzvicham Ladiach Sholosh Pa'amim. Whenever the Ramah says V'yeshem on the Mechaber, he usually means that he's arguing. And that's what it sounds like. He's arguing that what? Three washings are needed. Not like the Mechaber says twice. Mashma delay sagid nifut eshtifa b'mokam hadocha achas. That nifut's shaking off or shtifa rinsing is not in the place of a washing. V'hechaz Ramah v'kosav b'zehavi kadocha sholosh ba'amim. How could the Ramah go afterwards and say that rinsing or shaking off the salt and washing it twice is as if you did it three times? That's question number one. What's the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah? Question number two. V'chein masha kosav Ramah achokach. Oy yosem hamayim techakli. Hay oy ein loy pirish. This oy, or put it in the kli that has water, needs explanation. Why? Because we learned that before you put it into the kli, you have to shake off the salt in order that this water should not stop this tear from coming out and cause the blood to go back in. Zaka the Ramah go and say that you can put it straight into the kli that has water. The first oi, when it says yishtefenu oyenafetz hamelach, that oi is a printer's error. The tchila omer Ramah al kein yishtefenu v'yenafetz hamelach, that you should rinse and shake off the salt. If you rinse and shake off the salt and then wash it twice in a kli, that's as good as three washings. The rinsing in the ear, the gam hanifutz, and together with the shaking, is in the place of the first rinsing, Al Reisha, the Milsa, Shitzerach Adocha Gimapamim, Shihe Bederach Zer, Shiitan Atrila Hamayim Bekli, Ba'achok Hachabosar, Kach Nirel Anis Daitel Yashiv. That, the Ramah says afterwards, if you did not do a shaking and a rinsing, you did one or the other, so then, in that case, you need to do three rinsings in a Kli. In such a case, you should put the water in first, and then put the meat inside. But even in the second half of the Ramah, he also agrees that one has to do at least either a shaking or a rinsing. So in short, according to the Taz, the Ramah is saying that either you do a rinsing and a shaking, and then you only have to wash the meat twice, or you do a rinsing or a shaking, and then you have to wash the meat three times. We'll leave the second half of the Taz for when we get to the end of the Rama. Let's see now how the Shach understands the Rama. The Shach of Chas says, V'yesh oimim, alkein, hagozdu utzricha bir. This hagor, the Rama, needs explanation. V'ho amachaben na'ami ka'omar, d'lechatchili yinafzenu ayishtefenu. V'dichenu shnei pa'omim. It's the same kasha as the first question of the Taz, that the Rama is the same as the Machaber. V'nire, the Shach answers, Mishum de Mavoyer, who, to Lahachi Matzra Chamachaber Shtifa Einniputz. Why does the Machaber require one to rinse or shake off the salt? Mishum Dama Melach, Shalay Yehi Nevla Babasar, Kishimanechenu Bakli, in order that the blood on the surface shouldn't get absorbed into the basar when you put it into the water in the Kli. If you'll do all the rinsings while holding the meat in your hand, when you're holding the meat in the air, you don't have to do a shaking or rinsing. According to the Mechaber, if you hold the meat in the air, it's enough to rinse it twice. The Mechaber holds that all you need to rinse is twice. Alzer Kosab, on this Rama says, V'yesh oimim shetzrichem hadochal abasar sholosh pa'amim, that you need to rinse off the meat three times. V'imkein afilu biyad, even if you hold the meat in your hand, tzorach hadochal sholosh pa'amim, you have to wash off the meat three times. Alkein afilu biyad yishtefenu lahem malach oyen inafzenu, if you hold it in your hand, you should rinse it or shake off the salt. V'yidechenu labasar shtei pa'amim, that's the same as rinsing it three times. Shaking or rinsing and then washing it while you're holding it in your hand is equal to three hadachas. And then another answer. The Rama wants to say that you need three times, that the minhag is to rinse it three times. The yesh oimim is not arguing, like we said till now, that the yesh oimim is arguing on the machaber. The shachas answer is that the yesh oimim is not arguing on the machaber. The machaber says one thing, and the Rama says one thing, and they're not arguing. The Rama says you need three times, but in Echanami, practically, there's no difference between the machaber and the Rama. So the Shach continues, Umashikosav o Yosim Hamayim Tuchakli, the second half of the Rama, that says that you should put water in the Kli and then put the meat into the water, Tzorach Gamken Beer. This is similar to the second Kasha of the Taz. The Hechi Domi, what's the case? The E Beloy Nefetz Vishtifa Trila, if we're talking about a case where he did not rinse or wash off the meat first, Ha'asul Lachatrila. This we said, Lachatrila, one should not do. One should not put the meat in the water without shaking or rinsing it off first. Like the Mechaber said, and we explained in Sivkot Chav Zayin, that the blood on the surface will go into the meat. And it's hard to say that the Rama is arguing with this on the Mechaber. If he's talking about with rinsing or shaking off the salt first, why do you need to wash it off three times? Tiski, it should be enough with the washing two times. Like we just said, according to the Shach, rinsing or shaking off the salt and then washing twice is enough. Rinsing or shaking off the salt isn't in the place of one hadacha, like we said earlier. One can say a docha, a forced pshat, uliyashiv, an answer, the hadacha rishayna shebekli lav hadacha ma'al yasa chshiva, that the first washing in the kli is not a good washing, and therefore you have to do three washings in the kli. Meaning that if the piece of meat is washed in your hand, like the first pshacha in the shach before, then you shake off the salt or rinse it, and then do another two rinsings, which is considered three washings. But if you're doing it in a kli, if you're washing it in a basin, then the first washing in a basin is not a good hadacha, and therefore you need three washings in a basin, besides the shaking or rinsing. Inami, another teretz. Beloy shtifa v'nifutz mayri. We're talking about where you do not rinse or shake off the salt. V'afilu hachi, shali kishenoisnim mayim harbe b'hadacha v'shoina. If you put a lot of water in the kli, then you can put straight into the kli, even without rinsing or shaking off the salt. Shemavatlen koyach hatzir. The water negates the power of this tzir. Ukadimasayim ulchatchila yitin mayim harbe. The Ramah says you should put a lot of water, kadei shiyavatlo koyach hamelach shebetzir, in order to shemavatl the power of the tzir. If you put a lot of water, you do not have to do a rinsing or shaking off first. The doichek. That terezov, which is a lavush, only brings a machaber, and that's a tzarachian because the Ramah is the arguing. Now let's go on to the last part of the Ramah. Ramah says, Mutu lahadiach habosor b'mei peyos ve'ein tzarach mayim. You can rinse off the meat after it was salted with fruit juices, and you do not have to necessarily use water. So now, the big question over here is, what about using fruit juices for hadacha rishona, for the washing before we salt the meat? So let's go back to the Taz, the second half in Yud Zayin. The Taz says, Vago muter l'hadiach habosa b'mei peres. Vago, the Ramah says, muter l'hadiach habosa b'mei peres. Kosov b'dakei Moshe, the Ramah wrote in Dakei Moshe, Shizehu midibri havan. He learns this din that you could use fruit juices for hadacha achrena from the Ran, perek ha-sheichet, in the first perek of Chulin. V'chein kosev b'teres chatas. That's also how the Ramah says in Teres chatas. Ube'emes ene nimtza l'shom klal. There's no such Ran. U'matzase din zeh, perek ha-sheichet, in the second perek of Chulin, daf lamed gimel, v'toisvis, shekosvu shom, al hod isa shom. Bedin basa shalayhuchshir lekabel tuma machmas shalayhudach b'mayim rak mei peres. The Tosfos goes on the din of meat that was not mukshir to mekabel tuma. How is it not mukshir to mekabel tuma? Because it was not washed with water. It was only washed with fruit juices. So let's explain this a bit. We have a din in tuma v'tayra. In order for food to become tamei, it must be mukshir to mekabel tuma. It has to first have gotten wet. This is a din that's learned out in Parshas Metzora from the Torah, that in order for food to become tamei, it has to have had one time been wet. For example, fruits, after they're picked, once when they're on the tree, there's no din tumah. But once they're picked, it will only become tamei once you put water on it. So now the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Lamed Gemul Amar Aleph, says, Hashoichet behema chaya ba'oif, one who shechts an animal, a chaya, or a bird, v'leyotza mehen dam, and no blood came out when you shechted it, ksherim, the shechita is a good shechita, v'ne'acholim b'yadayim u'su'avois, they can be eaten with dirty hands, meaning tummy hands, l'fi shalei ha'uchshu b'dam, even someone who's tummy can eat it, and the meat won't become tummy. Why? Shalei ha'uchshu b'dam. It did not become mukshir to mekabel tuma because there was no blood. So now, we said that food has to become wet in order to be mekabel tuma. The halacha is that not only water, but also if it becomes wet with any one of seven liquids, it will make the food mukshir to mekabel tuma, prepared to be mekabel tuma. The acronym for this is Yad Shochat Dam. Yud Dalad Shin Ches Tes Dalad Mem. Yad is Yayin, wine. Dalad is Dvash, honey. Shin is Shemen, oil. Ches is Cholav, milk. Tes is Tal, dew. Dalad is Dam, blood. And Mem is Mayim, water. So any of these seven liquids, wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, or water, can make food be mukshir to be mekabel tuma. So normally, when you shecht an animal, it's automatically mukshir to be mekabel tuma because blood comes out. But the Mishnah says that if blood does not come out, someone whose tamei can eat the meat, because it was not mufshet to mekabel tumah. So Tosfos says, letzliyari, the loyboi hadocha, we're talking about where it was roasted. In other words, you can ask a question, how can you eat it? You have to salt it first, and in order to salt the meat, you have to wash it. And once it's washed, it becomes wet. Therefore, it's mufshet to mekabel tumah. So how could someone whose tamei eat it without making the meat tamei? So Tosfos says, it's talking about roasting. So as we'll see in Siman Ayin Vav, that we see here from Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that it does not have to be washed before it's roasted. Inami, the second teretz, like a deira, it is talking about being salted. Vahut chuba may pay rice. You washed off the meat with fruit juices. And fruit juices are not one of the seven liquids. And therefore, the meat would not be mukhshar to mekabel tumah. So we see that you can use fruit juices to wash meat. So let's go back to the Taz. Kasafti zois lefi masha ve'isi b'tshuva shel Ramah. We see one of the responsa of the Ramah, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis Din Yud Aleph, v'zeh l'shono. Oid she'alta, someone asked the Ramah, al mashakos avran ve'hevesi v'toris chatos, and what the Ran says and what I brought v'toris chatos sheli, what I brought in my sefer v'toris chatos, to yochel hadiach habosar b'mei peris, that you can wash the meat with mei peris, v'diktakto ho hadocha v'shoin eloi. You cannot do the first rinsing with mei peiros. Mishalta taima, what's the reason? The actual lemer, what's the reason that I can only do the rinsing after the salting with mei peiros and not the rinsing before the salting with mei peiros? The actual lemer, the shar mashkin mitarshile. Other liquids will make the meat hard, and they won't soften up the meat. Since we learned before that the first rinsing has to soften up the meat, according to the Ran and the Hashemim and the Mordechai, other liquids can't be used because they don't soften up the meat, come by mayim like water. Ukasek kos of Maharik, the Maharik writes similarly, le'inyan v'chitzas isha koydim tpila. When a woman washes before she is tovo, shetzivo aleha harifim, the doctors instructed her, shelay tachof hela b'yayin, she can't get wet, and she has to use wine. Kitzach diktok im muteres, can the isha who must wash herself before she goes to the mikvah, and she used wine. In Muteres Lachof B'yayin, if she can use wine to wash herself. She'efshe she'ayayin misabeach ha'sayros, perhaps the wine will make her hair tangly, and therefore it will be a chatzitza when she goes to the mikvah. V'huadin le'inyan mitar shinami, v'ein kol ha'tvim shavim. It could be also that it makes it hard, and not all natures are the same. Wine is possibly not the same as water, and therefore you can't use wine to wash your hair. Therefore, we had a question if you could use wine to wash your hair. We see that wine, and therefore perhaps fruit juices as well, will possibly make the meat hard, and therefore you cannot use it for the first washing. That's the Ramah and the Tshuva. So Zok the Taz says, Hine b'mechiles kvoidoi shoga, with respect of the honor of the Ramah, he made a mistake. Tchila b'makam moitza hadin. First, he misquoted the place of the source of this din. B'shosha kosev hatshuva shoga oid. When he wrote the tshuva, he made another mistake. L'chalak ben hadocha shekoidem hamlicha la'achareha. To differentiate between the first rinsing and the second and the final rinsing. U'be'emes mavoyer medivri ha'tosfos shezacharti. We see from Tosfos that we mentioned she'en chilu klal. There's no difference between the first rinsing and this final rinsing. So what's the proof? The proof from Tosfos is that we see, since you have to do before melicha and after melicha rinsing, in order for the meat not to become tamei, both must have been done with food juices. Otherwise, whichever rinsing was done with water will make the meat mukhshet mekabel tumah, and then someone who's tamei cannot eat it. So the same proof we have that from Tosfos, that you cannot use water for the second rinsing, the same proof is for the first rinsing. The Ilay Kamalon Kaisa Tiritz, if we do not hold like Tosfos, Minolon de Mandichem Bimei Peris, we have no way of knowing that you can wash with Mei Peris. Dein Mikola Zev Rak Miperka Shechet B'Tosfos. The only proof is from that Tosfos, and from that Tosfos you see that you could use both the first washing and the second washing with Mei Peris. Umunahavoy Ilay Lichtoiv Be'emes Kan Din Zeh. v'chein ikud. Rama should have said this din also on the first rinsing as well. Mashakosav raya min v'chitasa isha b'yayin, the fact that Rama brings a raya from the woman washing her hair with wine, enu klum is not a proof, ki gam l'sham enu davar borer. Over there we don't see something clear that certainly makes it hard. K'mavura b'reis Yosef, simen kuf tzadik tes, v'shem ha-marik. Even over there he was in doubt whether you can use it for washing the hair. So over here, since we have a proof otherwise in our case, therefore you should be able to use fruit juices for the first rinsing. V'yesh misha balataritz. There are those that want to answer. The Tosfos savalei d'lo hayo tzarach l'hadocha rishona. You do not have to do the first rinsing in that case. The savalei tam hadocha rishona mishum dam sha'al p'nei abasar. Tosfos holds that the first hadocha is because of the surface blood. V'kan ein dam, and over there's no surface blood, since no blood came out during the shechita, so there's no surface blood. Sharei lei hochshar, we see that it was not mochshar, so no blood came out, so there's no surface blood, and therefore you do not have to wash the meat before it's salted. Behevel yifze piu, it's like we would say a bunch of hot air. Devadai ein shum dam machshir ele dam shechita. The only dam that's machshir to mekabel toma is dam shechita, the blood that comes out during shechita. Aval dam shela achra shechita. Shukari dam hatamses, the blood that comes out after shechita, not the blood that it dies from, is which is called dam hatamses. Vadei ena machshir is not machshir to mekabel tuma. We've spoken about the different types of blood in the introduction. So here we see this dam shechita and dam tamses. Because she came with dam hevorim, dam shechita is what comes out and causes the animal to die, and dam tamses is what comes out after the animal is dead. And then it's dam evorim, the blood that's absorbed in the meat. So kol shekem, but dam evorim shebavadei yeshnoi b'chol behema. Every animal has blood. It's impossible that an animal should not have blood. U'kashechaytach b'basa yoytzi dam. And when I'll cut the meat, blood will come out. Yoytzi dam evorim. Blood will come out from the meat. V'tzarech hadocha tchila. And then you need washing. Meaning, even though no blood came out during shechita, but certainly blood will come out when you cut the meat, the dam harivorim, and therefore I'll need a docha rishayna to get off that dam. So even if Tosfos holds that the reason to wash the meat is because of dam be'ein, it won't help us, because when I cut the meat there'll be dam be'ein, I'll have to do a docha. And from the fact that I have to do a docha, and it is not mukhshir to mekabel tuma, it must be that I did it with mei peres. V'ayin v'mishmeres habayis la'rash bo tafchof. Timsa mavur bezeh, the chol should tzorach malicha, tzorach hadocha tchila. Any time you need salting, you have to wash it first. Ve'en chiluk ben zeh, should lo yotze dam b'shas shechita, or b'mokom achra, it doesn't make a difference where the blood comes out of. V'hu mevi sham, divya tesis p'tiritz demari litzli. He brings the first teretz of tesis, they're talking about roasting. Because of demari ba'ech likuli ke'echad v'tzli. V'az ein tzorach, lehadocha uvele malicha. He brings the first teretz of tesis, that it's talking about roasting, and therefore you don't have to wash it or salt it. So the Maaser de Taz is coming out that from Tosfos we see that you can use fruit juices even for Hadacha Rishayna. So let's see the Shach, Sifkaten Lamed, Mutul Hadiach, Kasev Harav Tshuva, Kuf Lamed Beis Din Yud Aleph. It brings the same Tshuva. Sha'alta Amash Kasev Harav Vei Vesev Vetoris Chatzis Shali De Yochel Hadiach Habaser Lagdeva Vemei Peris Vidiktakta HaHadocha Rishayna Loi. Right? From the fact that I wrote I could do Hadocha Achreina with Mei Peris, we see that Hadocha Rishayna I cannot do. Vesha'alta Taima, you ask me the reason. Ve'af Shalem V'desham Mashkem B'tar Shali. We can say that other liquids will cause the blood, the meat to get hard, like we saw in the Taz. V'svar Zu Kalusha, it's a weak svar. Gam tzorach iyan, delay nimso kem b'divir Rabban, b'perek ha-shechet klal, the yochel ha-hadiach ha-basa b'mei peres. We don't find such a Rabban that you could wash the meat with mei peres. O bal kochach tzorach leimer, the harav kivin l'mashikosav b'perek ha-shechet, the Ramah meant what's written in perek ha-shechet, like we said, amas nisin, that shechet v'le yotze dam k'sheva, v'necholam v'yedai mesuravis, that someone whose tummy can eat meat that was shechted and no blood came out, and he won't make the meat tummy, lefishalei hukshu b'dam, because there's no blood to be machshir the meat, to be kabel tuma. Or machshir hocha nehi, shalei hukshu b'dam, al kocha koidim achila, hukshiru b'mayim. So the question is, true that there was no blood to be machshir the meat, but you have to wash it during the salting process. That's the run. The run answers a different tereitz. It's either the first tereitz like Tosfos, that you're roasting the meat, and therefore you don't have to wash it off, or it was got wet with rainwater. And he holds rainwater won't make it mukshar to mekabel tuma. So the Rishach says, V'sviru leila harav, dehu hadin b'mei peris. The same thing as by fruit juices. V'chein klas v'atesis, like we brought, v'perik ha-shrechet, v'hedja. V'ze l'shreni, l'tzli ayri, d'lei boi ha-docha, inam l'gdera, v'hutcho b'mei peris, ad kan l'shreni, like we saw before. V'yosiniru d'teis sefahu, av'amokam ha-ran, sarach li'es ha-tesis. When the Ramah says with the Ran, he just meant tesis. Imken mashma l'hedja, d'meir b'adach v'shreni. It must be that even a docha rishona could be done with mei peiros, because otherwise how was the meat washed? The reason that Tosfot says the word lakdera is because he holds by roasting you don't have to do any washing. So you see the Shach holds the same as the Taz, that for a docha rishona you can use mei peiros, food juices. But Rabbi Kivega argues, Rabbi Kivega holds, let's see inside, Rabbi Kivega says, in Sifkot Yud Zayin, starting with Tzorach Iyun, V'aneas daiti yesh lemer de kavonet ha-teres chatas bevadai das ha-toisvis de ben ha-docha rishenu o ben ha-docha achroenu mutu b'mei peiris. Toisvis, that's true, that Toisvis holds that both ha-docha rishenu and ha-docha achroenu can be with mei peiris. V'kivan de sviru lehu la-toisvis kein, misvora, b'loi ha-chreach, d'hom mesnisen ein raya. Since there's no proof, because there's no proof from the Mishnah, the Yesh Lamed of Mayri Litzli, because we could answer like the first Teretz, or Kumash Akas of Toysis Ba'atzman, Mehechetesi Lifzik Shaleka Devrayim, Vilemitzino Mandapolag, we have no reason not to say like Toysis, even though there's no proof, because there's no one that argues. Vezehu Le'inyan Hadacha Achreina, that's only by the final rinsing. Avle'inyan Hadacha Rishayna, by the first rinsing, and Rayami Toisvis. We have no proof from Toisvis. The Dilma Savika Poiskim, the time when the Hadocha Rishayna Mishum Dam Be'ain. Toisvis holds like the Poiskim that hold that the reason we have to do the first rinsing is because of Dam Be'ain. Mishum Hachim Mutu B'mei Peiris. Aval the time of Mishum Richoch, but according to those that hold the Hadocha Rishayna, it's often the meat, Yeshlema B'mei Peiris, Loi Mahani, it's possible that Mei Peiris is not enough. Like he compares it to the washing. Of here. Since it's possibly not enough, therefore, even though according to Tosfos it's true that Hadocha Rishayna could be done with Mei Peiros, but Halacha, since we hold that you have to soften the meat, therefore the Ramah says that Hadocha Rishayna should not be done with Mei Peiros. So the Kivega calls after Ramah that Hadocha Rishayna should not be done with Mei Peiros.